Our top story, a UN report says that thousands of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank are under the constant threat of homelessness because of Israel's demolition plans in the territory. It says some 13,000 structures in the occupied West Bank are currently under Israeli demolition orders. The report entitled Under Threat says these orders do not expire and therefore leave affected households in a state of chronic uncertainty and threat. It also warns that the destruction of Palestinian homes only leads to displacement and disruption of livelihoods, among other things. Tel Aviv claims the structures are demolished because they were built without construction permits, but Palestinians argue such authorizations are routinely denied. Many human rights organizations have criticized the surge in West Bank demolitions, accusing Tel Aviv of using them to seize property for the expansion of its illegal settlements. Jennifer Lowenstein, activist and Middle East expert, joins us now from Pennsylvania to give us more insight on the report titled Under Threat by the United Nations. Ms. Lowenstein, welcome to the program. Palestinians are living under a constant threat of insecurity due to the continuous land grab and demolition policy of the Israeli regime. 13,000 structures are now on the demolition order list for the Israeli regime. Tell us more, please.
Well, you know, I think one of the worst things about this current news is that because of all of the attention being paid to the nuclear deal with Iran, and also because of the crises across the region in the Middle East, less and less attention is being paid to the Palestinian-Israeli crisis. And I think this is dangerous because, in fact, it's often when attention is focused elsewhere that the Israelis proceed with the most impunity of all. Now, I have to say that with a grain of salt because obviously the bombings of Gaza in the past three occasions, these were done in full view of the entire world, but justified as self-defense. It's the incremental changes, the demolition of people's homes, of people's farms, that take place day by day that we stop noticing and that increase, that accelerate when people are focused on other things. And this is really scary.
The international community constantly condemns the Israeli settlement buildings on occupied Palestinian territory. Even the United States has censured the Israelis for their policy of land grabs and evictions and so on and so forth. What has to happen to get the status quo to change?
I believe that what has to happen is that there has to be a major shift in U.S. public opinion, because the U.S. is Israel's primary supporter, it's Israel's primary subsidizer, and it's the people in the United States who are engaged with, who follow foreign policy, who can put enough pressure on the government for its change. That's a tall order, unfortunately. I think we have a fairly sleepwalking public. But there have been some changes in public opinion. They haven't been huge, but public opinion is starting to, I would say, get better on the issue of Palestine. I think that will make the biggest difference, as well as U.S. national security. It's real national security interests, not as perceived interests. It's going to be harder and harder for the United States to justify what it's doing, what it's allowing Israel to do in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, in front of the world, as world public opinion increases or gets more intense over Israel.
All right, thank you very much. Activist and Middle East expert Jennifer Lowenstein joining us from Pennsylvania.